Frustrated lawmakers from Parliament's Budget and Finance Committee told the IMF team, after it had briefed them on their mission, that the staff monitored program, which started in 2013 during the inclusive government era, is taking too long, and if nothing is done now, the country would start preparing for the next elections without any meaningful progress in normalizing relations with Zimbabwe. Committee Chairman David Chafika of ZANU-PF said there has been extensions to the program without any tangible benefits.
Can you tell us exactly whether this one, there is going to be any value derived from this, or is something that we should forget about?
Another lawmaker, Samson Mukandiro of ZANU-PF, asked the IMF team to be flexible so that Zimbabwe can resume accessing financial assistance from the Bretton Woods institutions and other international organizations.
We are not saying the fund should just be
But head of mission, Domenico Faniza, said while Zimbabwe had made some progress in the staff monitored program and had submitted its debt payment plan to the IMF in Lima, Peru last October, the organization cannot do anything unless Zimbabwe pays its debt.
You have to pay back the arrears. Until Zimbabwe has not paid back the arrears to the fund, the World Bank and the African Development Bank, we cannot act.
He added that it was also critical for Zimbabwe to build consensus from the international creditors who are key in the decisions of the IMF board. He said while the IMF mission can present a good report on Zimbabwe, nothing positive would come out if relations were not good with international creditors.
It will be critical and essential to make sure that we have the support of the stakeholder. Otherwise, even if the fund staff says, well, look, we have an ambitious program, we're happy, the board will not accept it.
He said indications are that some of the issues worrying international creditors were not related to debt, but also to the land reform as spelled out in the constitution. Faniza said the sooner the country sorted this, the better. Former Treasury Chief Economist Masimba Manyanya told Studio 7 the lawmakers' frustrations were understandable. He said while Zimbabwe's pace meeting some staff-monitored program targets has been commendable, there is nothing noticeable on the ground as the frustrations by lawmakers and ordinary people.
They are asking the same question that other people are asking. Look, we have tried to achieve A, B, C, D, and E on the schedule of targets set by the IMF, but where is it being reflected positively on the ground? You ask that question, you don't get an easy answer, and the elections are arriving, so you have a reason to start panicking.
He said, if anything, things could get worse because what is simply happening now is restructuring the economy to prepare it to receive investment in future. Both Manyanya and Faniza agreed that there is no other way for Zimbabwe except the route that the country has taken. An IMF team is in Zimbabwe for 2 weeks to assess the staff-monitored program and make further consultations, and will present its report to the IMF board meeting in May. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.